Good afternoon. A fair amount of sunshine mixed with a few clouds has allowed our temperatures to climb quickly off our morning lows today, and we'll continue to climb through the 70s and into the lower to mid 80s on average for afternoon highs. At the same time, a cold front is sliding slowly in our direction from southern Canada. This front will touch off a few scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, primarily in northernmost New York and New England, closer to the Canadian border. The rest of the region will stay dry for the balance of the afternoon and continue with a mix of sun and clouds. As we get into the night tonight, that front will continue to ease its way in our direction from the north and bring an opportunity for more scattered showers and thunderstorms across the region, primarily during the overnight period, and temperatures will be in the 60s for overnight lows. That front will slide off to our south for the day on Tuesday, and a wave of low pressure will track along it. That wave will introduce the chance of a steadier rain, perhaps some heavier showers and thunderstorms around during the course of the afternoon and into the evening on Tuesday, with temperatures holding in the 70s for afternoon highs thanks to the wet weather. Some lingering showers into early Wednesday morning as the low departs off the eastern seaboard, otherwise we'll return to mostly sunny skies on Wednesday afternoon with highs bouncing back into the upper 70s. We'll look for more sunshine mixed with clouds on Thursday, upper 70s to around 80, and just the chance of a thunderstorm with some energy working its way through Friday, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Right now, it looks like high pressure will return to control our weather over the weekend coming up, and on Saturday and Sunday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds both days with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the low pressure system that brought heavy rain to the Central Plains yesterday is expected to shift east today. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall for parts of the Northern Plains and much of the Midwest, as upwards of 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible for those areas. The Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk of severe weather for central Illinois today with an added threat of damaging winds. The slight risk of excessive rainfall will shift east on Tuesday to encompass much of the Ohio Valley, lower Great Lakes, and southern New England as the system begins to move toward and then off the east coast. Meanwhile, upper-level ridging will continue over the southern United States for the short term. As a result, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect for areas in the lower and central Mississippi valleys as highs will be well into the 90s and low 100s and dew points in the 70s, producing heat indices on the order of 105 to 115 degrees during peak afternoon heating. The warmer temperatures will shift to the east tomorrow as the ridge expands, and temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees above normal for parts of the mid-Atlantic on Tuesday afternoon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 29 at Stampede Reservoir and Mammoth Yosemite Airport, both in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 99, set in 1944. And the record low, 46, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m. 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Becoming mostly cloudy with a late-night shower possible tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy with a shower possible tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy with a shower possible tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. Mostly sunny in the upper 70s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Thursday. Just the risk of a thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny near 80. And a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, with highs over the weekend in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.